Yerushalmi, printed in Bavli, Shkolim, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi at the foot of page Tez Zayin on the base, which is the Mishnah in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis. Says the Mishnah, Heichan hayu hishtachavoyis ha'elu. Where were these prostrations done? Arba b'tzofein v'arba b'darim, shalosh b'mizrach v'shtayim b'ma'arav, k'neged shleish esrei sha'arim. There were four in the north, four in the south, three in the east, and two in the west, opposite the 13 gates. Sha'arim joimim smuchim l'ma'arav, sha'ar elyoin, sha'ar delek, sha'ar b'choyres, sha'ar mayim. The southern gates were near the west side, and they were the upper gate, the fuel gate, the firstborn's gate, and the water gate. V'lama nikrashmai sha'ar hamayim, sheboi machnisim sluchis sha'ar nisr hamayim l'chag. Why was it called the water gate? Because through it the flask of water was brought for the water libations of the Chag of Sukkos. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov oimer, boi hamayim mefarkim v'atidim liyos yotzim mitachas miftan habayis. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says through it the waters flow, and in the future they will flow out from under the threshold of the temple. L'masam v'tzofarin smuchim v'marav sha'ar yichonia, sha'ar korban, sha'ar noshim, sha'ar shir. Opposite them on the north, near the western side, is Yechonia's gate, the Korban gate, Women's gate, and the Song gate. Why is it called Yechonia's gate? Through it, Yechonia went out to exile. On the east was Nicanor's gate, which had two openings, one to its right and one to its left. There were two on the west that had no names. And the Gemara says, Masnisin Abi Yosi ben Yochanan should say, Da'amar Kaneged Yudgimu Sha'arim from Krabonon, Shiva Sha'arim Hayu Ba'azor. The Gemara says that the Mishnah follows the opinion of Abi Yosi ben Yochanan, who said that the 13 prostrations were opposite the 13 gates. However, according to the Rabbonon, there were only seven gates in the courtyard. Adas de Rabbonon, Heichan hayu hishtachavoyis halalu. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbonon, where were the 13 prostrations? Ki hahi de taninan talmon, yud gimon pirtzois hayu boi yipirtzom malchi yavon, v'chazu v'gadrum b'nei chashminoi, v'gadzu k'negdan yud gimon hishtachavoyis. The answer that follows the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid that teaches that the Yevani kings breached the Sorek in 13 places, and when the Hashmonaim were victorious, they closed the breaches and established 13 prostrations to give thanks to Hashem for their victory. Ksiv, V'haya b'yamahu yetsu mayim chayim Yerushalayim v'gaymer. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, in Perek Yudalat Pasuk Ches, and it shall be on that day, living water shall come out from Yerushalayim. Tani mebeif kodesh kadoshim ad apariches kekarne sili v'chilai. The Baisa says that from the kodesh kadoshim until its curtain, the water will flow as wide as the antennae of a snail's. Min pariches ad mizbeach azov kekarne chagovim. Between the curtain and the golden mizbeach, it will be as wide as the antennae of locusts. Mizbech Azov ad Azois kechut shel shesi. Between the golden mizbech and the courtyards, it will be as wide as a thread of warp. Min Azois ad Mirkan Habayis kechut shel erev. Between the courtyard and the threshold of the temple, it will be as wide as a thread of woof. Mikan ve'elech kemapei yafach. Beyond there, it will be like the lip of a jar. Ksiv. V'inei mayim mefachim min ha'kasef ha'yamanis, b'tseis ha'ish kodim, v'kav v'yadoi v'yamed elef v'amor v'avireni, v'mayim mei afasim ad karsula. The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, in Perek Memzayim Psukim Beis through Hei, it says in the middle water was trickling from the right side, when a man went out eastward with a cord in his hand, he measured 1,000 amos, and he led me through the water, ankle-deep water, meaning reaching the ankles. V'yamed elef v'yavireni b'mayim me'brachim ad birkayim. And we quote again, and he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, knee-deep water, and that means reaching the knees. Vayamet elef vayavireni meimathnaim ad mathanyaya. And he measured 1,000 and he led me through the water that reached the loins, means until the hips. Mikan ve'elech vayamet elef nachal asher le'yucha la'avor afei le'biron g'dayla eina yechida la'avor bay. Beyond there, it says, and he measured 1,000, a stream that I could not cross, and even a large ship could not cross it. Maitaima se'adir le'avireni, le'avirenu. What's the source of this? The Pasuk says in Yeshaya in Perek Lamagil Pasuk Chof Aleph, and a mighty ship will not pass it. Mipnei ma, ki go hamayim me'shachu. And why is this? And we go back to Yechezkel in Perek Mem Zayim Pasuk Hey. For the water was so high, there was mei sachu. Mao mei sachu, milashut. What is mei sachu? Means water for swimming. Amar of chuna, ba'asin ko l'shaita sachuna. Fa'ashadav b'kirboi kashi yifashashayche l'schois. Rav chuna says that in our area, a swimmer is known as a sachuna. As the pasuk says in Shaya, in Perek Chofei, Pasuk Yudalev, and he shall spread out his hands in his midst, as the swimmer spreads out his hands to swim. Mao lischois, Amrav Yosi Burbun, Mayin de Mismalem Ba'alma. Whereas Mesachu, Rav Yosi Burbun said, it is water about which the entire world speaks. Sivd, Mayemahu, Iye Makor Niftach Lebeis David, Ule Yoshe Yerushalayim Lechatas Lerida. Pasuk says in Zechariah, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, on that day, a water source will open for the house of David and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim for purification, means of the paraduma, the red heifer, and for the immersion of the nidah. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, b'shem, should say Rabbi Yonathan, b'beis David, v'ad yosh Yerushalayim, k'shirim l'nidah u'lechatas. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yonathan, said that from the house of David until the residence of Yerushalayim, the water there can be used for nidah and purification of the paraduma. Mikan ve'elech meitaruvus heim k'sheim l'nida upsulim l'vechatas. From that point and onward, they are mixed waters, and they can be used for nida, but not for purification of the paraduma. Amr v'loza, shesem yabeis David, v'ad yoshe Yerushalayim k'sheim l'nida u'lechatas. V'loza said that from the house of David until the residence of Yerushalayim, the water can be used for nida and purification. Mikan ve'elech, me katafrisois hein psulois l'nida u'lechatas. From that point onwards, they are sloping waters and cannot be used for nida or purification. Ksiv v'yeme elai amayim ha'ele yodzim el ha'galila ha'kadmoina ze yam shel samchu v'yordu el ha'rova ze yam shel tiveria uvo ha'yam ze yam ha'melech el ha'yama ha'moitzim ze ha'yam ha'godol. The Pasuk says in Yechezkel Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Ches, and he said to me, this water is going out to the eastern frontier. This is the Sea of Samchu, and will descend upon the plain. This is the Sea of Tiberia, and come to the sea. This is the Dead Sea. To the sea that is brought out, this is the Mediterranean Sea. V'lama nikoshmoy moitzin, keneged shnei pa'amir chayatsa, echad bedor enoish ve'echad bedor afloga. Why is it called brought out? Because of the two occasions that it came out beyond its borders to flood the world, and that's in the generation of Enosh and the generation of the Haflaga. Rebelazar b'shem Rechanina b'reshoina yatsa ad Calabria, b'reshnia yatsa ad Kipe Barbaria. Rebelazar, quoting Rechanina, said that the first time it came out until Calabria, which is at the southern tip of Italy, and the second time until the rocks of Barbary, which is the area of the North African coast that runs from Morocco through Libya. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina b'reshoina yatsa ad Kipe Barbaria, b'reshnia yatsa ad Akai v'ad Yafai. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said the first time it came out until the rocks of Barbary, and the second time it came out until Akko and Yafo. Ad poita voi v'lo teisif, ad Akai talvoi v'lo teisif, upo yashis, v'goin galecha, ad yafoi oshis goin galecha. The Pasuk says in Iyov in Perek Lamanches Pasuk Yudalef, Until here you shall come but no further, until Akka but no further. And here will be placed your waves with pride, means until Yafa I will place the pride of your waves. Nicha Yamarabba Vyamadamilta Bisholimitake Yamasivaria Yamadasamchum. It's understandable why the waters will go to the Mediterranean and the Dead Seas as in order to sweeten them. But why to the seas of Tiberia and Samchum? Lerabois Dagasam Dechsirbe Lemina Tia Dagasam Lemine Minim Tia Dagasam. The answer is in order to increase their fish. As the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Yud, their fish will be of many species. It means their fish will be species upon species. Tani Amar Bishim Ben Gamliel, Maase Shalachti Letzaidon, Leviu Lefona Yosem Shlesh Meos Mine Dogim Vetamchui Echad. Rabbi Shim Ben Gamliel said in Abaisa, I once went to Sidon and they served me more than 300 species of fish in one bowl. Venirpu Hamayim Betseisav Vegabov Vleirpu Lemelach Ninu. The Pasuk says there in Pasuk Ches, and the water will be healed. And in Pasuk Yodalef it says its marshes and its pools will not heal. They will be set aside for salt. Ksir Venirpu Hamayim Vat Amas Vleirpu Hamayim. The Gemara asks, well, it's written that the water healed will be healed, and you say that it will not heal. Why are these psukim not contradictory? Makim hu sheshmoi v'lo yirapu. The answer is it's referring to a place called v'lo yirapu, which means will not heal, but it's just the name of the place. Siv v'al hanachal yale al sfasoi mize u mize kolei tzmachal lo yibol aleyu v'lo yitam peirov l'chadoshov yivocher. It's written in Pasuk Yud Beis over there, but by the stream, on its bank, from either side, will grow every tree for food. Its leaf will not wither, neither will its fruit end. Month after month, its fruits will ripen. Tani Amar Yehuda Lefi Sheba'olam Hazeh Tavua Oisel L'Shisha Chadoshim Ve'ilan Oisel L'Yud Beis Chodesh Ava La'asit Lavoi HaTavua Oisel L'Chodesh Echad Ve'ilan Oisel L'Shnei Chadoshim. Yehuda says in Abaisa, in this world, grain produces every 6 months and a tree produces every 12 months. But in the future, grain will produce in 1 month and a tree will produce every 2 months. And what's the source for this? It's the pasuk, month after month, its fruits will ripen. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, in this world, grain produces every 6 months, and a tree produces every 12 months, but in the future, grain will produce in 15 days, and a tree will produce in 1 month. Shekein matzinu, sh'asa t'rua b'yemei yoel, l'chamisha asa yoim, l'krav memena ha'oimer. As we find, the grain was produced in 15 days, in the days of the Navi Yoel, and it was used for the Oimer offering. My timer, v'nitzion gilu, v'simchu, וסמכו בהשם אלוקיכם, כי נוסע לכם את המוירה לצדוקה, ויוריד לכם גשם, מוירה ומלכוש בראשון. And what's the source for this? It's a pasuk in Yoel, in Perek Beis, pasuk Chof Gimel, that says, the children of Zion rejoice and be glad with Hashem, your God, as he gave you a teacher for righteousness, and he brought down rain for you, the early rain and the late rain, in the first month. אמר מקיים רבי יוסי לחדשו ויברכה, וכל חידש וחידש יהיה מבקר, מבקר. They were asked, how does Rabbi Yossi understand the phrase, month after month, its fruit will ripen? And he says, in each and every month, it will grow new fruit. ועלה לתרופה, רבי יוחנן אמר, תרופה מציץ עליה וטרף מזינה. The pasuk says there in pasuk Yud Beis, and its leaves for a cure. Rabbi Yochanan explained that its leaves provide sustenance because as soon as the leaves come out, the fruit is already ripe, and the word teref means food. Rav Shmuel chad amar lehatir peh melemalon, chad amar lehatir peh melemato. Rav and Shmuel disagreed. They both expound the word terufa to mean lehatir peh, which means to ease the mouth. One said that it refers to the upper mouth, that if a mute will eat for the leaves, he'll be healed. And the other said it refers to the lower mouth, meaning the womb that barren women who eat from the leaves will conceive. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shuvin Levi, Chadam al-Hatir Peh, Akorais, Chadam al-Hatir Peh, Elamim. Rabbi Chanina and Beshua ben Levi also disagreed and followed the same two understandings, that of Rab and Shmuel. One said that either is the mouth of the baron, and the other said that either is the mouth of the mute. Ulam Masan Besafoin Vuhule. Had Mois Basha Sha'ala Nemuchadnet Salakan Ubar Yashavloi Vadefne Shalam Tuchia. V'yatsa Sanhedrin Gedola Likrasoi V'amaloi Higiyaz Man Habayis HaZelichariv. The Mishnah earlier said, discussed the gates on the northern side. And you find that when Nebuchadnezzar came here, he took residence near Antiochia. The great Sanhedrin came out to greet him and asked if the time for the destruction of the temple had come. Amalahen, oisoi sheim lachti aleichem tonoi li v'ani hoylech. Nebuchadnezzar said to the Sanhedrin, the one I appointed as king over you, which is your Yochin, give him to me and I'll leave. Bo v'amu le Yochin melech Yehuda, Nebuchadnezzar boilach, kein sheshama mehen kach, not on Mastachos Shal Beth Amigdosh, Ola Gagoy Shal Hechel, Amalafana Vibene Shalom, Le Shaabar, Hainu Nemonim Lacha, Vayu Mastachos Secha, Masurim Lanu, Akshav Shainan Nemonim, Hare Mastachos Secha, Masurim Lach. They came and told Yochin, king of Yehuda, that Nebuchadnezzar wanted him. When he heard this, he took the keys of the Beth Amigdosh, ascended to the roof of the Hechel, and said, Master of the world, in the past we were faithful to you, and your keys were entrusted with us. Now that we are not faithful, your keys are entrusted with you. Trina Marayan, Chad Omar, Zalkon Voidloi Yordu, Chad Omar, Ba Kamin Yad Venoglasa Miyade. Two Marayan disagreed. One said that he threw them upwards, and they did not fall back down. The other said that the form of a hand came and took them from his hand. Kion Jero, Kolchoy Yehuda, Kain Alaloshat Nisayim, Venoflo Mesu, when the leaders of Yehuda saw this, they threw themselves down from their roofs. Hadar Dersiv, Masa Gechezayoin, Malach, Efor Kialis Kul Chalagagois, Shuvois, Malaya, Eir Homia, Vagamer. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, in Pek Hof Beis, Psukim Aleph and Beis, the harsh prophecy of the valley of vision, what troubles you then that all of you have gone up to the rooftops? Full of noise, a tumultuous city. And we move on now to Halacha Gimel. Yud Gimel Shulchanos Hayu B'Migdash Ches Shoshayish B'Beis HaMitrachayim Shaliyim Madichem Esak Akvavayim. There were 13 tables in the Mikdash. 8 were made of marble in the slaughter area upon which they would wash the innards of the sacrifices. U'Beis B'Ma'arav HaKevesh Echad Shoshayish Echad Shol Kesev. There were 2 to the west of the ramp, one of marble and one of silver. Al Shoshayish Nothin Esayivoyim Al Shol Kesev Kleshoris. The limbs of the sacrifices were placed on the marble table, and the service vessels were placed on the silver table. Ubeis be'ulam mibifnim al pesach habayis echad shel shayish ve'echad shel zov. There were 2 tables within the ulam at the entrance. One was made of marble, and the other was made of silver. Al shel shayish nesnim lechem aponim b'knis asoy, al shel zov yitzi asoy shemana b'kodesh v'lei moridin. The lechem aponim, the showbreads, were placed on the marble table when it was brought in, and on the golden table when it was removed, as one must ascend in sanctity and not descend. Echad shel zav mirifnim she'alav lechem aponim tamid. 1 golden table within the heichal, upon which the lechem aponim rested at all times. And the Gemara says, Tani al shel kesev. The Gemara brings a baisa, disagrees with the Mishnah, and says the lechem aponim were on a silver table. And she'sayne Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Chananya Matir Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yochanan Leiskan Shal Kesev Meplei Shehu Martiach. Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Chananya quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that there is no table of silver here, as it heats up the bread and will cause it to spoil. Leikain Tani Ze Echam El Anisim Shenasu Bebeit Hamikdash Shekashem Shehoyu Manichim Oisei Chom Kach Hayu Moitzim Oisei Chom Shneemar Lasum Lechem Cham Biyem Hilkachtei. The Gemara asked a question from a Baisa. One of the miracles that occurred in the temple was that the Lechem Aponim was at the same temperature when it was taken off as when it was put on. As the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Chavanov Pasuk Zayin, to place hot bread on the day it was taken. Yehoshua ben Levi Omar Emas Kirim Maser Nisim. Yehoshua ben Levi answers that we don't mention because we don't rely on miraculous occurrences. Ba'on Kami Rebbe Ila Lehaya Shem Lechem Mao Lanich Lanichai Lechavos Abba. Rabbi Ila asked the question, if they do not have any new breads May they leave the old lecher eponym there for another week. Amalayin ktiv, anathata ala shulchan, lechem ponim, lefanei tomid, lechem ponim, ba'afilu, shesehu kama yomim. Rebila answered that the Pasuk says in Shmoyth Perk Chof Hei, in Pasuk Lamed, and you shall place before me upon the table lecher eponym at all times, and we learn from that even if it's for a number of days, it's still valid. Asar shulchanos, asa shleimai dechsiv, vayas shulchanos, asara vayanach veichol chamisha, miyamin vachamisha mismol. King Shlomo made 10 tables in the Mikdash, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Beis, in Perek Dalad Pasuk Ches, and he made 10 tables and placed them in the Heichel, 5 from the right and 5 from the left. In Teimer Chamisha Bedaroim, Vechamisha Besofoin, Vahaloi Eina Shulchan Kosha Ela Besofoin, Shneema Besa Shulchan, Titin Arad Tzela Sofoin, Mata Balei Vechamisha Miyamin Vechamisha Mismol. The Gemara asks, if you say that the Pasuk means 5 in the south and 5 in the north, surely the table is only valid in the north, as the Pasuk says in Shmoyth Perk of Vav Pasuk Lamed Hei, and you shall put the table on the north side. If so, what's the understanding of 5 to the right and 5 to the left? Ela chamisha yamin shulchanoi shal Moshe, chamisha mesmoilai. Rather, it's 5 to the right of Moshe's table and 5 to its left. Afa pikein lo yahaya mesadeh ela b'shal Moshe bolvad, shenema es ha-shulchan ha-she'alav lechem haponim. Despite this, the lechem haponim was only arranged on Moshe's table, as the Pasuk says in Melachim Aleph, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Memches, the table upon which is the Lechem Aponim. Rav Yehuda Oime al Kulam Hayu Mesade, Shinema Es HaShulchanos V'Aleihem Lechem Aponim. Rav Yehuda said he would arrange it on all of them, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Yom Beis, in Perek Beis Pasuk Yotes, the tables and upon them the Lechem Aponim.